Hey there and welcome. You're listening to a special bonus episode we call Flash Fridays. If you didn't know you could be getting daily inspiration, tips, and tools for your business, you don't want to miss our flash briefings on the Alexa app. If you have an Alexa, make sure to subscribe to She's Building Her Empire. And every day, all you have to say is, "Hey Alexa, play my flash briefings." Here is one of our quick tips from this week. Hey, Stacey Tuschel here from shesbuildingherempire.com. And today I want to talk about how you can create core values for your company. And then why do you want to create these? Like, let's talk about this. You might hear people have like seen them or talk about them, but you're going, why do I really need them? Okay. So I really, really believe that having these core values will really help you in your business. Well, what do I mean? Well, when you have an angry customer or you make a mistake or you do something wrong, you're able to look back at what are my core values? What's important to me as a person, as a human being, and how will I treat this individual? How will I treat this situation, move forward, right? So when you know what your values are, it's really easy to say, am I in alignment with what is important to me? Okay. So what are core values? So I'm going to give you some examples and then I'm going to give you an activity to help you figure out what your top core values are. Okay. So think of things like maybe you want to have fun in your business, and that's one of your core values. Maybe it's creativity. How about family, spirituality, your health, fitness, right? Taking ownership, like you really feel passionate about taking responsibility in everything you do. Maybe it's about, you know, taking action. There's a million things to choose from here, okay? So, and maybe even just going to Pinterest, Google core values, company core values, and I bet there'll be a million options for you to get inspired. Now, how do we pick yours? Okay, well, if you're on Pinterest and you're finding all these things you like to do, here's what I would suggest. Start by picking 12 only, okay? This was a really fun activity we did in a group coaching program I was in, and it was really, really hard, harder than you think. So write each of these on a separate piece of like just a post-it, okay? Have all 12 of them laid out, and look at these 12 and then say, if I twisted your arm and made you pull one away, which one would you pull away? Grab it and pull it, okay? Do it again. It gets harder and harder. And at the end, you're like, I don't want to pull these away. This is so important to me. Yes, I know it is. We're not taking it away from you, but we're trying to figure out like, what is the root? Like, what is the bottom layer here of your core values? And we're going to keep diving in deep. And pretty soon you're going to see what are like the top 3, 4, 5 most important core values. Now, when I looked at mine, I thought, I'm not really teaching on a lot of these core values. I'm kind of teaching in like one area, but I have all these other things that I'm really passionate about and want to share and want to show. And it was a big game changer for me when I realized that I could be doing more than just the one area that I was really talking about. So get started. You got a little homework assignment today. Trust me, it'll be worth the time spent doing this because you are building a business. And if you don't have those core values, who knows what you're going to do when something goes wrong or doesn't go your way. And you don't have that as just a guideline. Okay. Now, if you're loving this, make sure you're following me at Stacey Tuschel here on Instagram and leave a comment. Let me know. And then you can always go to shesbuildingherempire.com for even more information, lots of blogs, podcasts, etc. All right, I will see you next time. If you are loving Flash Fridays, make sure to check us out on the Alexa app and don't forget to rate and review us. We really appreciate you taking the time to leave us a review. It helps keep us up in the top of the charts, and that means even bigger guests will be coming your way. And don't forget, we select featured reviews right here on the podcast, and you might be our next winner to pick out some of our amazing swag, coffee mugs, shirts, totes, and so much more from our store. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you next time.